you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Revelation chapter 7, a portion of verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. If you were tuned in yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard our special guests, Gary and Mary Jean Sheets, and it really turned into a Testimony Monday, and we were fellowshipping, we were worshiping. In fact, we felt like revival was breaking out here in the Springfield studio. Well, we prayed it up and said, do you think you could return and be a part of the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends? And they said, are you sure? And I said, yeah, we had a God-honoring time. I'm sure the listeners were blessed. We talked about Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, how God can use a small church to do great things, how he can use maybe the unlikely or maybe the ones that the world would say, oh, you're not going to be good enough for this, and yet he does mighty things through him and her. Or just the heart of God, that he loves people, that he wants to bring redemption into their lives, that he cares, that he can be known in a personal way, that he can be a father God, a daddy in the best sense. And so if you missed a portion of yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or for that matter, wluj.org, wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends link. And so you can listen anytime. And if you're on your way to work and you can't hear the entirety of today's program, you can also stop by the website and listen anytime under the Mark and Friends link. But Gary and Mary Jean Sheets are the pastors at the Harvard Park Baptist Church and Community Center right here in Springfield. What, 2401 South 9th Street? I think that's where you're located, a few minutes from the WLUJ studios. In fact, we passed nearby a Tim the other day when we went and had lunch over at, what was that market?
Humphreys.
Boy, that was a one-of-a-kind experience.
Yeah, Humphreys Market. So yeah, you want to go there to shop. It has great meats, and I'm still working on them to get the beloved Prime Life Times publication in there. So if you shop at Humphreys Market and you know Hope or the owners or the management team there, and you can put in a good word for us, we want to get our papers there. There's a lot of great shoppers. And they have a fun little, I think we counted, Tim, there were five tables in that back corner. You had hot dogs. I had Italian beef, and they have all the little different fictions in the near the deli, so we had a lunch over there. Anyways, so it's Testimony Tuesday, and yesterday, Gary and Mary Jean, we shared about some of the unique work that your church is doing, a smaller church impacting the community in great ways, as you have a heart for all people, white, black, red, yellow. God doesn't differentiate with skin tones. In fact, God created the variations in skin tones. He delights in one humankind, one mankind, with different varieties. He's all about colors. And I think it was Jeffrey Johnson years ago, he was putting on a Promise Keeper event, and we were talking to him off to the side, and he said, you know, Mark, you're just my brother of the lighter hue. And I always laugh about that because he said, you know, God created the varieties of color. He delights in variety. And so we should celebrate those differences and work together to be unified and to proclaim that redemptive message to all people. And so that's something that you're about. But we failed to hear a little of the love story, how God brought you two together, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago, and I know there was an Emmaus walk that you were on, and now he has you together both serving at the Harvard Park Baptist Church and Community Center, so we want to know a little more about the Community Center, but walk us through a little of that love story, because God is in the business of bringing people together with different gifts and abilities, and then gelling you together to optimize your strengths so that you can be an effective witness and testimony. So who wants to share first? Was it love at first sight?
No, it was not love at first sight. We would not have picked each other. She wasn't interested in me, and I wasn't interested in her.
Okay.
However, out of that, God took two dedicated servants and convinced us that we were to be together. it's quite a story about how he put me in the front seat of a Ford Fiesta, and yes, I can get my 6'5" frame in a Ford Fiesta. Not easily. I fall out on the ground, but we were in Champaign, overlooking this little lake in the west end of town, talked for 3 hours, frustrated the daylights out of each other. It was going nowhere. And suddenly Mary Jean says, well, we've been praying about this separately, but we've never prayed about this together. And so we started praying together, and we were holding hands, and she had her hand rubbing my left arm. And all of a sudden, I had this sensation like, what in the world is she doing to me? And then I realized it was like I had a fireball in my hand, and it rolled up my arm and blew out my chest. Now, I know that sounds weird, but it's how it felt. And then God spoke to me, and when God speaks to me, and it doesn't happen every day, but it comes out of my chest. It doesn't come through my ears. It comes out of my chest, out of my spirit. And God said to me, I've heard your prayer. I've answered your prayer. I've given you your gift. When are you going to open it? Mm-hmm. It was at that point, because I'd been a widower for 5 years. I didn't like being alone. And I suddenly realized that God had picked her for me. And the rest is history.
You know, I'm going to pause here because I want to get Tim's thoughts on this too. But isn't it unique, Tim? I mean, this is probably the first time we heard two people say, no, we didn't like each other, or we didn't see any maybe compatibility or any future together. And yet God was in it. And the first thing that crossed my mind was arranged marriages from the past where maybe two individuals really didn't know each other, but other family members said, you know, they would be a good fit. They'll be complementary. They'll be a great team, even though they're very different, or maybe they don't get along or don't know each other. Isn't that maybe how God sometimes works, that there wasn't maybe the chemistry right away, and yet you intuitively knew through God maybe revealing truth that Mary Jean's going to be a great asset for you and your ministry, and you're going to be a great helper to her to fan into flame some of the things God has on her heart, and you can't see it now, and maybe you don't even feel it now, but trust me on this. And I'm thinking, Tim, I don't know if you were like me. It's like, well, I've never heard two introduce their love story by saying, we didn't have much in common, and we didn't see it going anywhere. And yet, wow, to hear that God really started working on you.
Yeah, that is good. Isn't that just like God? A lot of times we don't even realize he's at work in a situation, then all of a sudden the light bulb goes on. It's like God is doing this.
And there was probably, maybe for you, Gary, an element of obedience. Like if you really knew God was speaking to your heart to say, Mary Jean is the one, maybe you don't see it now, but there was that sense going through your arm and into your heart. And so the light bulb went off. Right before you is my gift. You need to receive it, to open it up, to accept it. So what was it for you, Mary Jean? Because you were maybe at the same point like, oh, I don't know. And take us through the initial part of your love story.
Well, the detail that he left out was we met in December of 15, and this was August of 17. Okay. So we had become colleagues 100 miles away and would talk on the phone at least once a week, if not more, the different things he was facing, because he was a new interim pastor at Harvard Park and I was at Restoration. One of his church members said, why don't you guys date? And we're like, no, that's not what we want. And that was just a day that he was kind of bummed. He's a substitute school teacher by trade, but he didn't get called to work that day. And he hadn't the day before. So he was kind of bummed because that's how he gets his income. And I said, well, come on over to Champaign and I'll buy you lunch. And that was ridiculous. You should never have done that. Why would you drive 100 miles for a free lunch? So we brought up this question that the guy said, why don't you date? It was more of a, how do we get him to stop that thought?
Oh, prodding you two to come together and such?
Yeah, because we weren't interested in each other at all. Go ahead.
We had developed a very close, beautiful friendship. But in the American culture, a single man and a single woman are not allowed to be best friends, and that be it. It just isn't done. And I didn't want romance to mess up a good friendship. Mm-hmm. I was fighting for our friendship because out of all this, I also ended up being her mentor, helping lead her through the process with the American Baptists of finishing the program with them to become ordained. We didn't plan on the mentor ever marrying the mentee, but that's how it worked.
And he came to my ordination, my original ordination there in Champaign.
Your first of many, your first of two,
I've been ordained twice, which is really a whole nother story. But it was a good friend. It was very supportive. And it wasn't a week and a half later that we had this encounter at Kaufman Lake out in West Champaign. And for me, the temperature in the car went up 40 degrees.
Yes.
Like, immediately.
Now, you're kind of smiling, though. Was it received well, like when he's saying, I think we need to go beyond just this friendship?
It's the first time I told her I loved her, and it's the first time I kissed her.
Okay.
We sealed the deal.
Okay, so the temperature going up was a very good thing.
Yes.
It wasn't an uncomfortable thing, I need to get out of here.
No.
Now, the question on the table, though, Mary Jean, is does Gary enjoy or appreciate coffee? And I ask that because you're wearing the T-shirt, Pastor Powered by Coffee and Jesus. I mean, it's classic. Not a coffee drinker, huh?
He is not a coffee drinker, but he fixes me coffee every single morning and puts it at the bedside for me before I wake up.
Okay. Husbandry 101, let's check that off. Very good, Gary. There's other men that have to take notice of that and be mindful. Does your wife love coffee or juice? Are you getting it ready for her each and every morning? I love the smell of coffee, but I can't drink coffee because it's too hot. Anything that's beyond warm, I can't drink hot chocolate till it gets warm. I can't drink, I've never drank coffee. I love the smell, but it just burns my mouth, so...
I drink iced coffee.
Oh, dry iced coffee. Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I don't know, Tim, how wound up would I be if I had coffee in me every day?
I can't imagine.
I was thinking of one night last week around midnight when you put Mellow Yellow down.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
It was hard to kind of get you to turn off by the end.
Yeah, the Mellow Yellow.
By the end of the night.
That was a new lesson. Never have Mellow Yellow after 9 in the evening because
right.
I think, yeah, it was past
1:30. I think it's right for you.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so the temperature went up in the car that day. You had your first kiss. You really felt like, Lord, you're in this. And God had put on your heart, Gary, that she's the one. Now, that was, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Oh, no. That was August of 2017.
Okay, so just...
And we got married in January of 18.
We're old. We had to move faster.
Yeah. Hey,
we let the world know on Facebook that we were moving toward marriage. 24 hours later, we told them we were engaged, had a date and a place. She's the woman that broke Facebook.
According to a friend. We're normal people. We aren't big celebrities, but we have 500 hits on our announcement that we had decided to get married.
Yeah.
And we had the funniest reaction. Well, our good friends out in Pittsfield called and said, are you going to raise the kids Jewish or Catholic?
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And then somebody else calls and says, do you have to get married? I'm like, yeah. I'm 62. I just filed for retirement. Yeah. What are you thinking? Oh, yeah. It was a funny reaction all the way around.
Yeah.
My son was upset and says, Mother, how could you marry somebody that's a Cubs fan?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have the Cubs Cardinal T-shirts going on.
We have a split household and a split household flag, but it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, God's all about reconciliation and unity and bringing you together. And that's one thing that you do through Harvard Park Baptist Church in the community center. You're bringing different people together for a variety of reasons and ministering to them and proclaiming the good news message of Jesus and showing God's love. And talk a little bit about your heart, Mary Jean, for bringing people together, especially blacks and whites. I think you both share in that purpose, that desire that we see beyond color, we see God's love working through all peoples.
Right. I don't think about bringing blacks and whites together. The ministry pieces that I have put into the community center side have been focused on what the lie of the devil is that somebody's being told. So, we started with Fresh Hope for Mental Health. It's a national organization, but you do local support groups, very much like an AA or an NA. And people that have a diagnosis come and share because their family member doesn't have a clue what they're talking about, but the people in that room do. and we invite family members, and we got one that comes real consistently. But the point is, they aren't coming because they're black and we're attracting them to the church, or because they're white and privileged somehow. We're all broken. We all have mental illness issues. We all have diagnoses. But we're going to get better because God loves us and is going to help us walk through this minefield. We did the same thing with adding the AA groups. There already were NA groups there. We added divorce care because, of course, churches say you should never get divorced. God doesn't like divorce. I know. I've been divorced. And it's not that God doesn't like divorce. It's that God brought me out of relationships that were not helping me move closer to Him. But we are looking at, where are people being lied to by the devil and kept from God? And that's how we add programs. So I worked the last two winters at the Winter Warming Center and worked with people that needed help in getting different parts of their lives straightened out, whether it was IDs or, you know, applying for housing or whatever the circumstances were. And we're going to continue that at Harvard Park. We've put together an area for a case management office. We've put it together as a computer lab for GED classes, for writing resumes, for, you know, having an email address. And I know that other places do that, but, you know, we're, I think, maybe a little more accepting than some places are. And it's 522, but I can't remember the book.
Galatians 5:22?
I will be all things to all people that I may reach some. We put out there what people need. And if they take it, that's great. And if they don't, that's great. We have made the effort to be there for people where they are.
In case you just tuned in, we have Pastor Gary and Pastor Mary Jean Sheets in the studio with us. If you were tuned in yesterday during Monday's edition of Mark and Friends, they were on, and we said, there's still more to your story. Can you come back for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends? So both today and yesterday's program are accessible anytime at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or wluj.org, wluj.org. Gary and Mary Jean Sheets, co-pastor together at Harvard Park Baptist Church and Community Center right here in Springfield, and are doing a very unique work. And maybe you're somebody that needs hope or encouragement or a blessing by meeting up with these two. What time are your church services, or is there a phone number in case somebody in the area wants to meet with you to explore some of the different things your church does through outreach or through helping the poor or those that are disfranchised or hurting, or somebody that just gets excited about the work that's going on at Harvard Park Baptist Church and maybe wants to attend on Sunday? So what are your hours and a phone number for more information?
Okay, COVID has pretty much upended a lot of things, but we do have our morning worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. That's the one service that we know is going to happen. I'll have Mary give you the phone number, because she's the one that answers most of the calls because they come directly to her.
What's your website?
HarvardParkChurch.com.
HarvardParkChurch.com.
Mm-hmm. The church phone number, which you can leave a message, is 217-522-6202. The community center phone is set up to ring on my phone, is 947-252-2565.
That's 947, so those of you that are familiar with the 217 area code, this will ring directly either to the community center or to Mary Jean's phone. It's 947-252-2565. And we'll have these phone numbers in case you're driving along and you can't remember them. Karen or Paul will be able to give you those phone numbers to find out more about Harvard Park Baptist Church and Community Center right here in Springfield. And we'll ask our listeners to continue praying up the different ministry outreaches that you have and the influence and impact that you want to have on the community at large and some of the future goals you have with women's ministry and equipping pastors. And we're praying up how WLUJ and Great News Media can partner with you or you partner with us as right. we try to reach as many people as possible with the good news message of Jesus. So thanks for being available for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And we'll ask God's blessing on you and on the work that you're doing. And we'll just see what God has in store. I think we all agree he does have a divine sense of humor and works in the strangest ways and yet wants to work through people that are surrendered to him. And I think that's true of all of us. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tim Nelson, Gary, and Mary Jean Sheets with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
A shepherd boy, David, with a sling.